Hi, my name is Rashid Palmer. I'm IBM's Chief Technology Officer for Northern Europe.
Okay, and what are you expecting to get out of this event?
So for me, START is a fabulous opportunity both to meet a range of leaders in industries, all with the like mind of trying to drive sustainability forward. And for IBM, the notion of a smarter planet is something that we've been working on for some time. And people kind of look at Smarter Planet and think, is it just another marketing blah, blah thing? But actually, it's based off a lot of deep research. We spent over 2 years looking at where technology is going. How is technology evolving to the point where it can really be embedded in almost anything we have around the world? And I'll give you a couple of examples. So if I take the simple thing like a ball bearing, the ball bearing is a fundamental part of most machines. The ball bearing seizes, the machine seizes, and we can now instrument a ball bearing. We can put a sensor on a ball bearing to know how fast it's spinning. We can measure the temperature of a ball bearing. We can shine a piece of light onto the ball bearing and see the quality of oil inside that ball bearing. We can monitor the vibrations of the ball bearing, and all of a sudden, we're able to see what's happening in that machine all the time. And I can then, once I've got that in a digital form, it takes nothing for us to then transfer that to anywhere in the world. And so planes flying around today have ball bearings that are instrumented. And we know inside those aero engines how it's performing. We can predict very accurately when which parts of the machine is going to break. We can then manage the supply chain so that as that plane lands, we can get the right parts there. So as we start to think about how that kind of technology is applied at the city level, how is it applied to sustainability? It's just not applied at all today. And what the Smarter Planet research guy said, it's now affordable to almost instrument anything. Okay, and to bring that to life, just a couple of statistics. The first transistor, which was built in the early 60s, was about 4 centimeters high. And today, there are a billion transistors to every human alive. So there's more transistors than there are grains of rice. But that's today. Mm-hmm. And we continue to deliver technology at a pace where there will be multiple billions in the future. There's 10 hours plus video uploaded onto YouTube every minute. And so when you start to think about the scale of digital information we have, how we can use that information to make the world better for us as individuals, how we can make it more livable, how we can make it more sustainable, is something that we absolutely must do. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, so technology can do that. Smarter Planet shows how technology could do all that, whether it's through instrumentation, whether it's through combining different information sources in the interconnected way, or it's applying smarter analytics and algorithms to make much smarter decisions and optimize things to levels that hadn't been optimized before. That's not the problem. The problem is actually the waste inside society. And to try to bring that to life, we did some other research. The average carrot in the US travels 1,700 miles from the farm to the individual. And if you plot the journey, you can see the scale of inefficiency that goes through those systems. The average apple that we pick up in the supermarket in the UK will have traveled 3,700 miles. And it's when you start to see the waste that sits behind all the systems that we have. And the waste isn't because people are bad. We've optimized through scale, and we've optimized at a point where we can't optimize anymore. We have to think differently. And START is a conference where we will bring a lot of these ideas and issues up to the front, both ideas in the sense that technology could do this and ideas in the sense that, do you understand this is where the waste is? This is what the real societal issues are. These are real problems. And if we can bring these two things together, we can make the world better. We can create a smarter planet.
These are big issues as well. So, I mean, a nine-day conference seems like quite a hefty way of dealing with that, but it's probably quite small in the scheme of things.
This is a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
We have been on the Smarter Planet agenda now for 2 years, and we're now talking about this as being the decade of smart. We don't see anywhere near all these issues being addressed in the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. This has got to be a relentless task for our leaders to continue to drive adoption of solutions that makes the world smarter, better, and really creates the world that our children would want to live in.
Yeah, so are you excited by all the different kinds of groups of people who are here?
I'm absolutely very delighted. We've got a spectrum of individuals, right from Emma at the one end, who's hugely inspirational, driving practical individual things, right through to some of the thought leaders around the city visions. If I look at the later weeks, we've got some great guys on transportation, on energy. We've got a lot of the leaders in the UK who not only have got that inspirational vision, but are also in the positions to be able to make a difference.
And are you sensing an atmosphere of optimism here from people? Do you think people are open to having these conversations and trying to get these collaborations happening?
I think by having the atmosphere, the space, Lancaster House, fantastic venue, and just the ability to be able to take time out from your day job, be able to have some of those questions asked of you, mm-hmm. In a forum in which the IBMers are there to really inspire the right conversations, to be the catalyst to make some of these changes happen, and then encourage people to go to the step of making a pledge. Let's not just talk about it, let's decide on what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Let's commit to do something. And all the IBMers are trying to push the partners, the customers, the colleagues to make real pledges. And that, for me, is the inspiration. If we can fill that wall of action and we can take away real actions that people are going to make, then I think we'll make a difference.